the best and the brightest.
Opportunity is
the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
Just think a moment of all the music that has been born and bred in Detroit, from Motown to techno, rock to hip-hop to jazz, and all parts in between. Detroit artists have reached the world. Yet the city has done next to nothing to capitalize on its musical heritage. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea is leading an effort to change all of that. He wants to get Detroit to brand itself as a music city, including building a downtown museum to celebrate Southeast Michigan's rich musical heritage. Howard Hertz is a leading entertainment attorney, and he is the founder of the Detroit Music Hall of Fame and Museum. It's a nonprofit effort, and it's great to have you with us on The Next Idea, Howard.
Pleasure to be here.
In fact, before we even start, we should probably say that name is kind of a working name, but you're still looking for something snappier.
Right. The name is, it describes the museum, but even for a museum, we want something more. And now that we've expanded the whole concept to a rebranding of Detroit and the region as a music city, we want to find a name that encompasses both the region, the rebranding, and the museum. So we've got a few names that are being kicked around, and we're talking to some branding experts to help us figure out, you know, what really works and what's going to resonate with people.
Well, let's loop around and get back into really the heart of this, the idea of rebranding Detroit as a music city. What does that actually mean?
Well, it's interesting. I kind of fell into the whole concept of the rebranding just a couple years ago. The museum idea has been kicking around and moving toward fruition for 10 or 12 years now, that I've been talking to people and waiting for the timing to be right, which is right now.
Get the economy out of the doldrums and
well,
back
yeah,
up again?
Not just the economy, just the excitement in Detroit, which I guess, you know, is somewhat related to the economy, but everything going on in Detroit, all of the rebirth of the city, really lends itself to celebrating Detroit's music. I travel annually to the south of France for the International Music Festival in Cannes. Everyone knows about the Cannes Film Festival. Well, there's a Cannes Music Festival, and I've gone for 19 years now. And the first year that I got there, I was a little hesitant because here's 7,500 people from around the world in the music industry, and I'm walking in, I'm from Detroit. And I was curious to see what the reaction would be, because that was at a time when Detroit was at, you know, one of its lowest points. And it wasn't a negative reaction at all. It was, oh, my God, and they were bowing, you know, homage to Detroit because of the musical history. And everyone wanted to talk, and they wanted to talk about techno, or they wanted to talk about Motown, or they wanted to talk about Fortune Records even before Motown. They all had a thought in their head that reminded them of Detroit music and wanted to talk about it. It was great.
So something went on in your mind, went, we have something here.
Right. Around the world, we're known as a music city, but we haven't really pushed that button and benefited from the tourism that it can bring and from the positive image that it can help give the city.
And certainly this idea of branding a city as a music city, it's been done elsewhere. Nashville comes to mind. New Orleans, certainly. Berlin. There's examples of that. And what can that identity mean, particularly to benefit the economy of those cities?
Well, a couple of years ago, there was a conference that was being held in France, and it was the mastering of a music city and how do you do it and what are the benefits. And certainly one of the benefits is the ability to bring people to Detroit for the music. Right now, I don't think that happens much other than Jazz Fest and the Techno Festival movement. Those are two large events that actually bring people. But when you've got the auto show, people are always saying, where's the music? What do I do?
Where do I go? That's right.
And we need to fill in the gaps and make sure that people know where to go and that there are places for people to go.
And to the point of having a museum, certainly, you know, Hitsville and West Grand Boulevard, people love it. In fact, we have two visitors coming from London this September, and the first thing that we have to go do is we have to go to Hitsville. And we see that. I mean, Paul McCartney comes to Detroit. What does he do before he plays Comerica? Goes over to Hitsville. Beyonce's team. That has that
right.
recognition.
And it's fabulous.
It is. It's fabulous. But there's so much more to tell.
Much more. Actually, my idea for having a museum came from an article I read, and I'm guessing it was about 12 years ago, in the Free Press, I believe, that was saying that the Motown Museum was considering moving to the larger Motown building that used to be on Woodward and the freeway, and that they were putting a board together and blah, blah, blah. So I called the woman in the article who I knew and said, I'm interested, but only if you expand it beyond just Motown. Motown will certainly be a huge part of it. This is Motown. Yeah. But there is so much more than just Motown music. And they came back to me and said, sorry, we're not interested. And I said, well, I guess I'll have to do it on my own.
And so here we are. I'm talking with entertainment attorney Howard Hertz, who is trying to is leading an effort to brand Detroit as a music city, and that would include a downtown museum to celebrate the rich musical heritage. Exactly then, what are the goals that you're setting to get this going and get this moving, Howard?
Well, the goals are on the rebranding side, especially. We've got four of us on the executive committee right now that are planning what are the things that will help to make us a music city other than a physical presence of a museum. So one of the things, for example, that other cities do is when you arrive at the airport, wouldn't it be wonderful to have music playing in the lobby area, maybe next to where the fountain is in the Delta terminal?
At McNamara,
That is symbolic of Detroit music. They do that in Austin. They do that in Nashville, I believe, and Seattle, and we should do that here. So that's just one tiny sliver. But a lot of it is coordinating everything that's going on. Maybe we need an app because we do have many venues that have music performing. So maybe there needs to be a Detroit music app where on any day you can click on it and find out what acts are playing and where, what genre of music. So you do know where to go. So, yeah, something that makes it easy.
Have you had a chance to have conversations with city leaders?
Yes. Actually, one of our board members, our executive board members, works for the mayor. And we're part of the whole plan and the mastering of a music city advocates to have a person that is actually employed by the city as a liaison between the advisory board and the city, because there are a lot of issues that will pop up from parking to noise control. One of the things that our goal, at least, I don't know if we can pull it off, is to go to every restaurant and bar and music venue in the downtown and midtown area, for starters, and say, do you have music, live music? If so, how many nights a week? And if not, why not? And our goal is to get every venue to try to have music every night, or five nights out of the week, let's say. And their biggest complaint is going to be, well, it's costing too much money, and we don't know what the benefit is going to be from this effort. So we're going to say to them, well, how much would you pay per night? And just to pick a number out of the air, let's say they say, well, I'd pay $200 a night to try it. And then we go to the bands and say, what do you charge in order to play a gig at a restaurant or at a bar for a night? And let's say they, well, we try and get $500 a night, let's say. And then close that gap. And then in that gap, there'll still be a difference. Maybe we can get the bar into paying $250 and we can get the artist down to $350 and then actually subsidize that $100 per night for a 6 month or a 1 year period, you know, get a foundation to help support this effort and make it so that all of a sudden, anywhere you go downtown or midtown, there is music playing and that's going to bring people.
Well, I'll tell you, when we went down to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a visit last year, and as I was driving home, and I thought, the Detroit area could totally pull off something like that. So
absolutely.
It's exciting. Well, you'll keep us posted. And as the name evolves, I mean, you say you've got the nonprofit in place. It's the Detroit Music Hall of Fame and Museum for now. But I'm sure there's going to be a great name forthcoming. And please keep us surprised.
I will.
Howard Hertz, always great to have you with us. Thank you for being with us on The Next Idea.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.